Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charge of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our topic today is called Uprooting Material Attachments. Anybody ever read a self-help book and got inspired to turn over a new leaf to fix one or two things that you think need fixing in your life? I know I have. Okay, a few hands up there. You say to yourself, I'm going to try to be more friendly or more loving, more kind. I'm not going to spend so much money or use credit cards and get into debt. I'm not going to manipulate people anymore. I'm not going to criticize people anymore. I'm not going to go around with a chip on my shoulder or get angry or upset. It's good that you're trying to improve, but so often you're not dealing with the root cause, the problem. No matter how much you want to be better, the issue keeps coming back and you can't seem to break free of it. You do well for two or three days and then you get overwhelmed by circumstances and problems come creeping back. You find yourself short with people again. You're tempted to spend money that you don't have on the credit card again. You find yourself angry and upset all over again. And why couldn't the change have been more lasting? I'm here today to give you the answer, because you're not dealing with the root cause. In a room conversation with Professor Durkheim, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, said, the aim of life is God realization, but they do not know that. They are thinking by these external features of the material nature, they will be happy. They are thinking that by constructing big, high skyscraper building, their civilization is advancing. But they do not know this is not the aim of life. Real aim of life is to understand God. Utopian hope of happiness in this material world will never be fulfilled. The leaders, so-called scientists, technologists, philosophers, others, they do not know what is the aim of life. They are blind men trying to lead other blind men. If a blind man tries to lead other blind men, what will happen? They both fall into a ditch. Prabhupada goes on to say here, the root cause of suffering in this material world is forgetfulness of God. Because they've forgotten the Supreme, they are suffering. This Krishna or God consciousness movement is trying to treat the patient from the root cause. Let them remember God, then they'll be healthy, whole, and happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I heard about a man whose horse kicked a wooden fence one day and scraped his leg badly. The owner cleaned the wound, bandaged the leg. A few weeks later, he noticed that the horse was still bothered by that wound. He called a veterinarian to examine the horse. The vet prescribed some more antibiotics. Almost immediately, the horse responded positively to the medication and began to do much better. A month or two went by, finished the course of antibiotics, and once again the owner noticed that the injury still had not healed. Actually, it seemed to be even worse now. The horse went back on antibiotics, and once again he responded. He was fine for a few weeks, and then the process started to repeat itself. The wound simply would not heal. Finally, the owner took the horse into his trailer down to the vet's clinic. The veterinarian put the horse to sleep and began to probe the injured leg. When he got deep enough, he discovered, what do you think? A large sliver of wood had gotten below the skin where the horse had kicked that fence many months previously. They realized that every time the horse went off the antibiotics, the infection caused by that foreign object returned. They had been treating the symptoms rather than treating the source of the horse's infection. I mean, the same way, too many people never really look inside and get honest with themselves. They don't get down to the root of the problem. Instead, they just deal with superficials. They may be negative, maybe they can't get along in relationships, perhaps they have low self-esteem, severe financial issues, or some other chronic problems. They try to improve their behavior. That's good, but most of the time they're only temporary results because they refuse to deal with the root. The permanent changes they hope for never manifest. There's the frustrating feeling of spinning your wheels or going in circles. We have a lot of thistles on our property. Anybody have thistles where they live? Yeah. Now, they're a hardy plant. They grow in intense heat. They hardly need any water, and their roots go pretty down deep into the ground. But whenever we're mowing the grass and we see a thistle, we go, run over right over it, chop it down. But when you come back to mow the grass two or three weeks later, lo and behold, they've sprung up again. So unless you go and get your shovel and dig them out by the roots, they're going to come back over and over and over again. Similarly, if you really want positive change in your life, you need to go deeper. You have to inquire as to the root of the problem. Why do I act in this way? Why am I out of control in this area? Why am I always so defensive? Why do I feel that I must repeatedly prove myself to anybody and everybody? Only when you get to the root and start dealing with the problem on that level can you realistically expect positive changes. We need to constantly examine the areas of our lives in which we struggle. Is our spouse really at fault? Is it really the circumstances? Is it really our upbringing? Or was it really our environment? Or could it be that we have something very deep within us that's causing us to be infected? A lot of us have been through troubled relationships in the past. We've experienced rejection, derision, betrayal, sometimes by those who are very, very close to us. It was painful. It's hard to let go of that. Somebody did me wrong, and rather than letting go, I hold on to it. And that bitterness tends to poison our future relationships. There's an exercise we do with the audience at the Festival of Colors. We ask everyone to take an open heart yoga pose, just like you see on the screen here, which usually involves stretching your arms up high and behind, arching your back, and taking a deep breath while thrusting your chest forward. And then we ask everyone to make an affirmation. Going forward, we resolve to keep our hearts open. No matter how many times we've been hurt in the past, we resolve to love in the future as if we've never been hurt before. And that's heroism, courage in the area of love and relationships. We all need that in order to have a successful life. Do you know people have such a deep-seated feel of insecurity that they go around always being defensive, always trying to prove to someone else who they really are? As long as they have that bad root, they're going to continue to produce the wrong kind of fruit. And so often we can't seem to get along with a particular person, and we're sure it's got to be their fault. We're sure it's our spouse. We're sure it's our boss, or we're sure it's our coworkers. But wait, could the problem be in ourselves? Could it be that we have a root of pride that's causing us to withhold forgiveness or is blinding us to someone else's existence? We can try to correct all these things on the surface, but that's similar to just putting a fresh bandage on that horse's leg. Problem's going to keep coming back again and again and again until we get to the source. In a room conversation with psychiatrists, Prabhupada comments on our obsession with this external material body. Quote, why do you take such care of the dead body? Because the driver is gone. The living force, the soul, has departed. Then which is more important, the body or the soul? The driver or the car? The problem with modern society is they're only concerned with the car, but they don't take care of the driver. And that's the root cause of their problems. We're not taking care of the driver. We're only taking care of the car. We're not taking care of the soul. We're only taking care of this body. Recently, a distinguished Britisher said that he visited an American home that seemed to have everything. Two cars in the garage, a beautiful living room with expensive furniture, a color TV set, a kitchen filled with the latest gadgets, and a large pool and beautiful patio. However, the lady of the house was alone in one of the rooms reading a book entitled, How to Be Happy. You may have been stuck in the same place for too long in your life. It may be a sour marriage. It may be a dead-end career. Or maybe you've been stuck in debt for as long as you care to remember. Perhaps you're often hard to get along with, defensive or critical of others. We should pray, Lord, please show me the truth about myself. Show me who I really am. I don't want to be at this same place this time next year. If I have things holding me back, show me what they are. Help me, Lord, to change. Help me to get to the root of the problem. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's a song. When I look in your eyes, I see a shining soul. When I look in your eyes, I see a spirit soul. I see a soul that's never born, a spark that never dies. Yearns to fly back home, back to the spiritual skies. From dust you come, to dust you go, was not spoken of the soul. This body, like a set of clothes, wears out and gets disposed. A flame of light and love gives life to the machine. A candle never snuffs, subtle, sublime, unseen. For the soul, there's no beginning, ending has none. Smaller than the atom, brighter than the sun. When I look into your eyes, I see a shining soul. When I look into your eyes, I see a spirit soul. I see a soul that's never born, a spark that never dies. Yearns to fly back home, back to the spiritual skies. Krishna, the transcendental autocrat of the spiritual world, is knocking at the door of your heart. The key is that the doorknob is on the inside. Are you keeping the Lord out of certain rooms in your heart? Rooms that might be painful or embarrassing? Rooms in which perhaps hurts, burdens, betrayals, and pains from the past are stored? Rooms where your weaknesses, your secrets, and your shortcomings are tucked away? Maybe it's time to unlock those doors. Let the light of the Lord shine within. Let that light flood those dark corners. Clean up some of the crud and the garbage that's been stored there for who knows how long. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can't chant that mantra without feeling your heart clean up just a little bit. The problem is we make excuses for our behavior. We blame other people. Sometimes we even blame God. Anything to avoid having to root out our attachments and our illusions. Our encouragement tonight is to unlock the door and let the Lord flood every room of your heart. When we have feelings that we know are wrong, rather than hiding them and trying to bury them away in one of these rooms, the best thing we can do is be honest and ask, Lord, why do I feel this way? Why can't I get along with my spouse? Why do I have to try to manipulate everybody? Krishna, why do I have to be a control freak and want to have everything my way? Krishna, why do I get upset and lose it so easily? If you'll be honest and face your deep-rooted attachments rather than hiding behind excuses, Krishna is going to show you answers to those questions. As you begin to act on those truths, you'll come up higher. If you're impatient, be honest enough to say, Krishna, show me why I'm so impatient, and then please help me deal with it. When you feel resentment towards another person, tending to be critical, to find fault, the first thing you should do is pray, please, Krishna, show me why I don't like that person. It's not likely to be anything that's wrong with him. It's probably something inside of me. Krishna, maybe I'm jealous of their position. Jealous of their money, jealous of their talents. Krishna, please show me how my own attachments blind my vision. Help me not to lose perspective over temporary things. I don't want to go around and around and around. I want to come up higher. I want to transcend the ocean of birth and death. In the Mahabharata, chapter 22, entitled In the Forest, we find this quote, seeing the king so dejected, Sanaka consoled him by speaking of the soul. Quote, 1,000 causes of grief and 100 causes of fear overwhelm the ignorant day by day, but they never overwhelm those who are learned. O King, intelligent men like you are never cast into illusion. You cannot be bewildered by reverses, knowing full well that you are part and parcel of Lord Krishna beyond the dualities of this material world. Bring that wisdom to mind now, O Yudhisthira. Sanaka explained how the root of suffering is attachment to matter. Said that as a fire in a hollow tree consumes the whole tree to its roots, so even a small attachment, if nurtured, can destroy a man. One who has renounced attachment, even though living in the world, becomes free from evil passions and the sufferings they produce. This is called Krishna's lotus temple. See, lotuses everywhere. And we even have some lotuses in the pond. Almost every visitor says, what's the significance of the lotus flower? The lotus flower grows within mud and water. However, it never gets dirty or wet. You can splash it with water all you want, and a few minutes later, it's bone dry. Therefore, it could be said of the lotus flower, it's in the water, but not of the water. Similarly, we need to think of ourselves as being in the world, but not of the world. We're passing through, learning valuable lessons about ourselves and our relationship with the Supreme. Nothing in this world matters beyond its ability to teach us what we need to know in order to go back to home, back to Godhead. Make sure you're not carrying around excess baggage. If you have areas in your life where you constantly struggle, can't seem to get free, then you need to ask Krishna to show you what attachments are holding you back. Ask him to show you if you have bitter roots that you need to get rid of. Dr. George Sweeting tells this story. Several years ago, our family visited Niagara Falls. It was spring, and ice was rushing down the river. As I viewed the large blocks of ice flowing towards the falls, I could see that there were carcasses of dead fish embedded in the ice. Seagulls by the score were riding down the river feeding on the fish. As they came to the brink of the falls, their wings would go out and they would escape from the falls. I watched one gull who seemed to delay, and I wondered when he would lift off from the block of ice. This gull was engrossed in the carcass of one fish, and when it finally came to the brink of the falls, out went its powerful wings. The bird flapped and flapped and flapped, and he even succeeded in lifting the ice a little bit out of the water, and I thought for a moment he would escape, but he had delayed too long so that his claws had frozen into the ice. The weight of the ice was too great, and the gull plunged into the abyss. The lesson that we learn is that the finest attractions of this world become deadly when we begin overly attached to them. They take us to our destruction if we can't learn to give them up. Krishna brings something to light. We need to be bold enough to deal with it. You can be happier, you can have better relationships, you can break free from anything that's holding you back, but you have to do your part. You have to be honest and face the truth about yourself. You have to open the door from the inside. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now I know that digging out those attachments can be painful. We've been addicted. We've been entangled, we've been ensnared by material pleasures for many, many lifetimes. The easy thing to do is concentrate on the surface issues to maintain the status quo. The easy thing to do is to avoid change. There's pain associated with coming up higher. It's uncomfortable to be honest and really deal with these issues. It could be uncomfortable to have to forgive an offense when it was somebody else's fault. It's hard to admit sometimes that I'm holding on to that bitterness, or I'm hard to get along with because I'm dragging all my baggage from the past, or I'm defensive because I'm so insecure. Don't be surprised if as you shed the superficial layers and start to get really honest, you start to feel a little pressure. Understand that discomfort is only temper, a growing pain. Once you get past that point, you're going to move to a new level of victory. The pain of change is much less than the pain of staying stuck in mediocrity year after year after year. Maybe you've been spinning your wheels, going around in circles. You're not really happy. You need to be honest enough to say, Lord, show me what it is. Do I rely on other people to make me happy? Do I have unrealistic expectations? Am I going to be happy only if I get married? Am I allowing my circumstances to keep me down? Krishna, help me to cut away these root causes of attachment. Some of you may have come out of an abusive situation from your youth. Maybe somebody caused you a lot of heartache and pain. Perhaps the people that raised you were unkind, or somebody with whom you shared a relationship used you or abused you. They made poor decisions, and even today, you're still dealing with the fallout of those decisions. But please don't let any of that be an excuse. You can come up higher. You can set a new standard. Understand that if you want to get to the source of the problem, you can't just sit idly and passively by. You got to come to the point of saying, I'm sick of being sick and tired. I may have been this way a long time, but I'm not going to dance around the issue. I'm going to get to the source. I'm going to start making better decisions about myself and my family. If you want to get out of the prison house of this material world and all of its entanglements, one of the first things that we have to stop doing is making excuses. We have to quit blaming the past. We may have been through some hardships. There may be a reason why you struggle with bad habits, why you struggle in relationships, why you struggle with low self-esteem. There may be a reason, but don't turn that reason into an excuse to stay the way you are. Take responsibility. Many people have had unfair things happen. Join the club. They go through their whole life allowing those experiences to poison them. They're angry. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They're hard to get along with. Well, Charu, if you've been through what I've been through, you'd act the same way. No, that may be the reason that you act that way, but thank God you don't have to stay that way. You can come up higher. If you take responsibility, if you're willing to face the truth and say, this is not right. I refuse to live attached, upset, and angry. I don't have to be hard to get along with. Krishna, I'm asking you to help me to change. If you have that attitude, Krishna will unfailingly help you out. I heard about a woman who came to the pastor in the church lobby one time. She said, Pastor, I wish you would pray for me. I'm about to get married for the fifth time. I want you to agree with me in prayer that this man will be the one who finally starts treating me right. Anything false that you detect about this? Any false note? The pastor wanted to ask her, have you ever thought about what the common denominator is in all five marriages? It's you. Something's wrong on the inside of you. If we have bad habits, if we have insecurities, if we have wrong thinking, we need to be honest, open, and deal with it and not make excuses, not blame the past, not blame my parents, not blame my circumstances, not blame my spouse. I can't change any of that anyway, but I can change moi. I can change me. If we're to be honest, almost every family has some dysfunction. Raise your hand if there's not some dysfunction in your family. All right. Now, don't use that as an excuse. We all have things to deal with and overcome. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 8th verse, it is said, Krishna is giving lesson how to become unattached to this material world. If you increase your attachment for Krishna, if you become perfectly Krishna or God conscious, then it's possible to be detached. It's called Param Drishva. You get a better engagement. You have a higher taste. Krishna consciousness means attachment for the best. Now, we've all got attachments. We've got attachments for our home, attachments for our family, for our children, for our wife, for our society, for our country, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Attachments are always there. We're not denying attachments. But if you keep attachment for these things exclusively, then you'll never be free from the material condition of life. You need to convert or divert your attachment to God. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement acknowledges attachment. Attachment is not wrong, but we have attachment for temporary false things. And if we divert our attachment to that eternal Lord, that's called bhakti. Bhakti does not mean that you give up your living functions. Attachment is a living function. The living being is attached to his family and his wife because he's a living being. So living being, Prabhupada says, cannot give up attachment. But if we continue our attachment for this false, temporary, materialistic way of life, then we'll never be free from the bondage of the material condition, birth, death, disease, and old age. Prabhupada concludes, therefore, we have to transform our attachment for Krishna. Mai ashakta manapartha. That is yoga, or linking, or union. How to divert your attachment for Krishna. Very easy. It's not difficult. It just starts by chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Some people may say, well, I'm depressed because my parents were depressed. I'm hot-tempered just like my father. I'm a worrywart because my mother always worried. No, you can change. You are a child of the Most High God. You have the greatest power of the universe living inside you. You can break any addiction, any behavioral pattern, overcome any stronghold, defeat any bondage. You are part and parcel of the Almighty Lord. He is Sat Chit Ananda. He is made of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. And you're coming from Him. You're made of that same cool stuff. There is no obstacle on this planet that you cannot overcome. You can fulfill your God-given destiny. You can accomplish your dreams. You may have had a negative history, but who hasn't? Please understand that a negative history does not in any way disqualify you from a great future. What's important is not where you've come from, it's where you're going. Like the lotus flower, you are better than your circumstances. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One of the main ways that we can honor God or Krishna is by taking responsibility for our actions. Not blaming our past, not blaming our circumstances, not blaming our parents. We must dig out our root attachments so we don't go through life spinning our wheels. Take responsibility, rise up and do something. Krishna is knocking, open the door. You can experience the good things that come from God. I know that if you get to the source of your issues, if you make the kinds of adjustments that Krishna asks, if you uncover the truth about yourself, you'll live a life of victory in this life, and in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead.